Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Booyah! It's magnifico.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday. I know. It feels like a Monday, but it's really Thursday. And it's a short work week because tomorrow's Friday. I'm so excited. It clearly does not take much to get me excited, especially first of the year. Well, let's see. If you're keeping score at home, Julian Castro is out of the race. He has suspended his presidential wannabe race. You got Cory Booker. Well, no, let me put it this way. You've got Bernie Sanders raising something like $34 million in the fourth quarter. You've got the president raising $46 million for the fourth quarter. So this is getting obscene, the amount of money being spent. And you know what? These guys are going to spend, and gals, are going to spend every last dime. They will leave nothing in the bank. Let's see. Cory Booker is hanging on by a thread. And he is still not on the stage for the Democrat debate at Drake University coming up in about 13 days. Yeah, the January 14th, which is, by the way, the same day the president will go to Wisconsin. So while the Democrat presidential wannabes are on the stage in Iowa, the president will be on his own unique stage in Wisconsin. Yeah, this is getting more and more interesting. Well, I found it interesting that MSNBC had been tracking Cory Booker and did an extensive interview with him. This is a guy that may not be around after January 14th. He may have to drop out. He's had trouble raising money. He says, though, that momentum is on his side in Iowa. This was Cory Booker over New Year's. Even though he's not on the stage for the Democrat debate at Drake University on the 14th, he says he can still be a factor.
there's an impeachment trial that could be underway in the Senate, but also we're 34 days away from the Iowa caucus.
Right.
A presidential campaign. You've been in this race for 333 days now.
Yes.
At this present point in time, you have not qualified for the January 14th debate here in Des Moines. Andrew Yang called on the DNC to back polls to be done out of the states here. Do you agree with him? And what would be your message be to the DNC right now?
Well, let's just be clear. And we're seeing now local news media covering it. We are surging in Iowa right now. We're up in number three in net favorabilities in a state where most people haven't made their mind. We're one of the most popular campaigns in the state. We now are at the top of the field in endorsements. We're picking up county chair people and local mayors endorsing our campaign. We're seeing the signs of a surge. The problem is there hasn't been a poll in Iowa since early November, since my last debate stage, since Kamala Harris dropped out. A lot has changed that's not being picked up. So I don't understand the DNC. Clearly, anybody here, look at what's overflowing house parties, look at the energy that we're getting. People see that we are one of the campaigns most likely to upset in Iowa.
What would be your message to the DNC right now, then?
I'm not arguing with the ref. When I play football at Stanford, my coach told me, focus on your mission. I'm playing hard every day here to win. We're driving the momentum. We're seeing a surge online fundraising. We're the top campaign in Iowa for percentage of donations from Iowa women. So we are loving what's happening to us in Iowa. I do not understand that the debate right before the caucuses with one of the campaigns clearly that's the most competitive, not to have me on that stage makes no sense. But again, not arguing with the refs. I'm focusing on the game, and our ground game here is better than anybody's in the state.
333 days. I'm going to say that again. You've been in this race. We've got 34 days left. You just went on the television airwaves yesterday here in Iowa. The first images that you see are photos of you back in Newark, the place that you were mayor. And because there's only 34 days left, I'm going to be a little bit more straightforward in my question. Right now, in Iowa, when we're looking at polling, Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is ahead. To folks here that are looking to him, they see those poll numbers. Tell them right now, 34 days out, why you, the former mayor of Newark, should be the selection of theirs on caucus day on February 3rd.
Again, do not, polls here have never predicted who would win. Usually Iowa is a place for upsets to happen. And we haven't seen a poll here since early November.
So why you over Pete Buttigieg?
I will not even talk about Pete Buttigieg. This is not a time for Democrats to be attacking other Democrats. Talk about yourself. So this is who I am. We created impossible change in New Jersey's largest city, transformed it from its education system to creating tens of thousands of jobs during a recession, bringing people together, working with Republicans across the aisle, went to Washington, D.C., the only major bipartisan bill to pass under this president. It was one I led from the Democratic side for criminal justice reform. So you want to be a guy who brings people together to get things done that other people say can't be done, that can revive the Obama coalition. We're going to need black and brown voters to beat him. I am the best person not only to beat Donald Trump, but to make sure North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, that we have the kind of surge, record turnout that we need to win back the Senate as well and get Mitch McConnell back to the back benches.
There you have it, Cory Booker, traipsing around Iowa, knowing that the Iowa caucuses are a little more than a month away, and yet he's not going to be on the stage at Drake University. And I'm not saying that's right or that's wrong, but it is interesting. What I love is the way the fake news media. And really, the media in general is covering this whole sprint to the finish line. In fact, let's go to cut one. This is Ellison Barber was on Fox News last night talking about this sprint to the finish line in the Democrat primary. What does Ellison Barber make of all this?
Mayor Pete Buttigieg is starting 2020 on a high note. His campaign says they raised $24.7 million in the last 3 months alone. And for all of 2019, they say they raised over $76 million from more than 733,000 individual donors. Big numbers for a candidate who started 2019 with little name recognition and even less money. At midnight, 2020 came, and with it, the end of the FEC's fourth quarter filing deadline. Senator Bernie Sanders says his campaign received more than 5 million individual contributions. The Booker campaign says they beat their year-end goal of $800,000. Andrew Yang says his campaign expects to raise over $12.5 million in the fourth quarter, a 25% increase from the third quarter. More money means more resources, more ads, more staff, more door knocks, more yard signs that hopefully turn into votes on Election Day. The Iowa caucuses are now 33 days away. The New Hampshire primaries 8 days after that. Then it's Nevada, then South Carolina. On March 3rd, it's Super Tuesday, and six of the most populous states have primaries. Elections for over 50% of the Democratic Party's delegates will have taken place by the end of March.
I don't have to tell anybody in this room how important the Iowa caucus is.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg is skipping the early states.
It was too late to enter really the early four.
Instead, he says he'll focus on Super Tuesday.
It's very, very difficult to substitute months of campaigning in the early states with ad buys. I just don't think it can be done.
Yang and most of the other candidates plan to spend the coming weeks in the early states. Yang spent the last day of 2019. And the first day of 2020.
Good morning, New Hampshire, and Happy New Year!
Talking to voters in New Hampshire.
We're going to grow and grow and peak right when the voting starts. By the time it gets to Super Tuesday, we'll have a whole wealth of momentum.
The DNC has six more primary debates scheduled between now and April. The convention is in July.
That's Allison Barber, Fox News Channel reporter. And can I simply tell you something? I think it's going to be fascinating when we finally get all of these folks out here. Will any of them dare set foot in our studios? I hope they do. Would I like to interview Joe Biden? Yep. Joe Biden's a guy that I'd love to, with all the history that he has, I'd love to go have a beer with Joe Biden. Do I want him as our next president? Probably not. But it would be fun to have him in studio and just talk to him. I'd like that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, Congress is back from recess tomorrow. Do you have any hope whatsoever that they're going to get anything done between now and impeachment? Anybody out there harbor a guess on that? I'll put it this way. I'm not optimistic. Let's just put it that way. I'm just not optimistic. That they're going to get anything. I don't think so. I want to find out what you think, though. A brand new year. And, of course, with a brand new year comes brand new optimism. Are you optimistic Congress is going to get anything done of substance? We'll find out. 844. The number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. A little bit later on, we'll get a chance to hear from Adam Brandon. He is the president of FreedomWorks. Also, coming up top of the hour, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about impeachment. We're going to talk about Congress returning from recess. And by the way, I always thought it was like kids that ended up going on recess. And now we find out that grown adults, octogenarians, they too, like children, go on recess. Recess was my favorite subject in grade school, just so you know. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi there. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery. We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our December special. Kevin Wall listeners receive two treatments for the price of one. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you were with us earlier this week, one of the things I promised I would do is I would find some explanation for the present vote. You know, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, one of the presidential wannabes, maybe not for long, but she voted present on two counts, the articles of impeachment, the two articles. And I kept asking myself the question. I haven't seen anything in the public specter as to why she voted present. If you believe that there are high crimes and misdemeanors and stuff that warrants removal from office, conviction and removal, then you should vote aye. If you don't believe there is, then vote no. She voted present. And as I said at the time, not exactly a profile in courage. A profile in political courage. It just isn't. And it's really sad that that's the way it plays out. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single. $399 for a couple and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. Or just check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. But I promised I would let you hear from Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, here she is explaining two present votes.
I want to ask a serious question related to your vote on impeachment that took place recently, because as most people in the room know, you had a very unique vote. You didn't toe the party line. You voted present on both articles of impeachment. And the question I have for you is, if there was incontrovertible evidence of a high crime or misdemeanor, would you have voted yes on those articles of impeachment?
Yeah. This is part of the problem, though, is that throughout this process, it was and continues to be extremely partisan. And this is something that the founders warned against in the Federalist Papers, that the process, they feared that the process would result in a conclusion that was based on the strength of one party over another, rather than an objective assessment of innocence or guilt, and that such an outcome would only further divide our country. This is why I voted present, to take a stand for our country, to take a stand for the people, and that we can and should defeat Donald Trump for his multiple wrongdoings and abuses of power, and defeat him and throw him out of office there, so that we can come together as a country and move forward together. It's also why I introduced a censure resolution that listed many other areas that were not included in any impeachment articles or even discussed throughout that whole process, of decisions that Donald Trump has made that were clearly unconstitutional and illegal, taking military action, dropping bombs in another country without congressional approval, vetoing a war powers resolution from Congress to stop supporting Saudi Arabia's genocide in Yemen. There are many other areas that I think should have been discussed, but weren't. And given the reality of the situation, I do not want to see Donald Trump further emboldened and strengthened as he will be, as the Senate will exonerate Trump. They will proclaim his innocence, and he'll then take that message across the country. And unfortunately, we're likely to see his support grow as a result of that.
Just a quick follow-up. So by the absence of your yes vote, does that mean you believe there was not any incontrovertible evidence?
I'm saying that the process was flawed. The entire process was flawed, which is why I could not in good conscience vote either yes or no. Trump has committed many acts of wrongdoing that I believe have made our country less safe and not serve the interests of the American people. It's why I'm so committed to defeating him and working to earn the support of Americans across the country so that we can remove him from office in November of 2020.
But none rising to the high crime or misdemeanor level.
The problem is with the process. That's the issue. And if the process itself is flawed, then we aren't really able to have a clear look at what levels and what has he done and what should have and could have been included. And that was why I chose to take the vote that I did.
I hate to say it, that is gutless. Oh, it's about the process. It's about the process. It's about the process. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, the president of Freedom Works, Adam Brandon. Coming up, we're going to get you to the bottom of the hour break, and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report. All Wall Street stocks are moving higher in afternoon trading. The gains follow a rally in the overseas market after China's central bank said it'll free up more money for lending. Among the gainers today, industrials and tech companies. And Scott Martin of Kingsview Partners believes that big tech has more room to grow this year.
Investment companies own these stocks, and so therefore, as money flows into the market, they have to buy these stocks to fill out some of those orders. Secondarily, and probably most importantly, is fundamentally these companies are clicking on all cylinders. I mean, you can take your pick. I mean, think about how much Apple is part of our lives these days. Certainly Amazon, certainly Microsoft, especially in the business community.
And shares of Tesla are up around 2%, hitting a record high. And according to some analysts, the electric automaker is expected to hit the low end of its 2019 deliveries forecast. They also expect that China will play a critical role in Tesla's growth story this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. It's about a month left till the Iowa caucuses, and a Democrat, Julian Castro, has dropped out. Fox's Rachel Sutherland reporting.
Castro, who campaigned on immigration reform, struggled to gain traction in polls. With his departure, there are now 14 Democratic candidates vying for the party's presidential nomination.
Now, several of those today reporting how well they did fundraising in the fourth quarter. Bernie Sanders brought in the most, $34.5 million.
The average donation was $18, coming largely from teachers and blue-collar workers. The campaign also says it's reached 5 million individual contributions, more than any other Democratic candidate. The Pete Buttigieg campaign raised $24.7 million during the same period. The Trump campaign raised $46 million.
And authorities in Florida are investigating after 15 cars were shot at while driving along I-4 and 95 in Central Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
America is a special place. It's a place where we work for what we want and speak up for what we believe. Where we have the power to change the course of our nation and the world. Every 4 years, we make a choice for ourselves, for our families, for our future. We do something most people across the globe only dream of. Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It was one of the leading stories of 2019. My guess is it's going to be a bigger story in 2020, and that is the opioid crisis. Even here in Nevada, a lot of families have been touched by the opioid crisis. Patrick Morrissey is the West Virginia Attorney General, and no state has been touched more by the opioid crisis than West Virginia. Patrick Morrissey is the AG and was on with Mike Emanuel last night updating the nation on this opioid crisis. Let's go to cut six. This is Patrick Morrissey, the Attorney General of West Virginia.
Well, first of all, this is really the challenge of our generation in West Virginia. People have been suffering for so long, and we've lost a generation to terrible, senseless overdose death. And so what we've been trying to do is work on attacking the problem from a supply, a demand, and an educational perspective. When I took office, there wasn't even an opioid fighting unit in the Attorney General's office. Now we have about a dozen people working on it, and not only on enforcement, but getting out to the schools and educating, working, partnering up with other law enforcement entities, because we have to get to the hearts and minds of a lot of people out there. We've also been very aggressive, not only in civil litigation, but we've gone after the root causes of the problem, because there are so many reasons why prescription drugs proliferated in West Virginia for a prolonged period of time. We have to go after those root causes, because that's the only way out. And so our work right now, whether it's going after the DEA, now we've been working with them to fix the oversupply issue, or the existing civil litigation, I think is making a difference.
So how has the response been from Washington? Yeah.
Well, I think it's mixed. One, I would say when we started this process back in 2015, I did Freedom of Information Act requests to the Obama administration. To be honest, they didn't pay much attention to this issue. They gave it lip service. President Trump has been very effective to work with fighting this. I think that he personally believes that we have to do something meaningful to attack this problem. And
There you have it. Patrick Morrissey, who is fighting a great fight in West Virginia. Earlier today, I had a chance to visit with Adam Brandon. If you don't know who Adam Brandon is, he is the president of FreedomWorks. And I asked Adam Brandon, yeah, we talked about the impeachment hearings and all kinds of other stuff, but I asked about the mission statement for FreedomWorks.
We do grassroots. What we try and do is build a community of people who love liberty, who love freedom, and help them get involved in the daily grind of making an impact and influence in Washington. Everyone, all your listeners have a limited amount of time, and the left certainly gets involved in the process. And watching TV and yelling at the TV is not grassroots activity. That's when we need to get people involved in calling their congressmen, visiting their offices, and participating in the process. So that's what FreedomWorks does. And if you want to just go from being engaged in politics to being someone who's making a difference on a daily basis, we're looking for you.
Adam, I got to ask you, because I was having this discussion with my producer, Wyatt Cox, before the show, and we were talking about, you know, does this kind of grassroots thing, does it begin in Washington or does it end in Washington? Does it begin with school board, with mayoral, city council, county commission? Where does it begin? Where does it end?
Washington is hopelessly outdated, and that's the way our framers set it up. The politics really gets made in the culture and at the local levels. So, yes, you school board, these are things you can touch and get involved with in your community. And yet at family holidays, I have this conversation all the time with people, and they're like, well, you know what? Those clowns in Washington, they don't listen to me. Well, here's the problem. The clowns in Washington do listen to you. In fact, they listen to they're the most thin-skinned, fickle people on the planet. That's what it basically takes to become a politician. But the problem is that the left shows up. They show up in their offices, not just in D.C., but in their congressional and Senate offices back in the district. So that's why it begins back in Washington. Grassroots is getting involved at the local level via either running for office, which is a great thing. But if you don't have the time to do that, just showing up to meetings will change everything.
I've always said that these people in Washington, they want to give you what you want, but they have to know what it is you want.
Exactly.
And if you remain silent, they don't know. They have no clue what you're thinking. They can't do this by osmosis or anything.
Freedom Works was founded on the principle that a politician's number one job, what they seek every day, is reelection. That's it. So if you have some fear or some influence over their reelection, they're going to do what you want. Now, I want them to be fearful of being of a fidelity to our constitutional values in protecting our liberties. And if they're fearful of their voters, they're going to making sure that they know if they support those ideals, they'll be returned to office. That's how you get good government. So you got to beat them out west. You got to beat them in the Midwest. You got to beat them in the South before you have any chance of beating them here in Washington.
Again, Adam Brandon joining us from Freedom Works. He is the president of that outstanding organization. What are your expectations? Congress is back in session tomorrow. We don't know when Nancy Pelosi will hand over the articles of impeachment to the Senate. But what is your expectation just in the short term and maybe as we move further into an election year?
Never, ever underestimate Nancy Pelosi. She is a political hack of the first order. And what she controls the House. She does not control the Senate, but she's doing her best to force the Senate's hand. And so Mitch McConnell needs to stand up to her and run the Senate trial the way that he sees fit. That's the way the framers designed to have these different branches of government. Nancy Pelosi's goal here is to try and, rather than have a quick dismissal in the Senate, she wants to try and have the most long, embarrassing trial she possibly can to impeach to remove the president. But when you look at the numbers in the House, you needed a simple majority, 50+1% of the House of Representatives to impeach. In the Senate, it's a 2/3 majority. So to remove President Trump, you would need 67 senators. There's no 67 senators are not going to vote to impeach President Trump. So let's get done with this. Let's move on. So we have time to go work on USMCA or other major pieces of legislation that Americans send people to Washington to do. But Nancy Pelosi is going to try and drag this out. So I wonder if Mitch can just start doing the trial even without her sending the articles over. But the sooner we get this started, the sooner we can put this behind us and move on.
What is the political benefit for Nancy Pelosi to hold on to these things? I mean, she's got a bunch of folks that are in the Senate and also running for president. We got the Iowa caucuses coming up. It would seem like the longer you delay this thing, the worse it is for these five or six or seven presidential wannabes.
I think that's absolutely correct. I think this has been misplayed. Again, the swamp here in D.C. goes at a different timetable and a different agenda than the rest of the country. So I think she got caught up in this, it was that old saying, too cute by a half strategy. And now she's staring down the reality that this is going to go to the Senate. It's not going to catch fire. It's going to be done in a little bit of time. And then what? Then it kind of looks ridiculous to most Americans when they see you did all of that to have it just, kill away like this. So I think what she's trying to do is show that they used their time well in engaging in impeachment, but it's starting to look desperate. And I think the public pressure is going to be is just get on with it. And so sooner or later, she's going to have to relent and send those articles over. And by the way, she's talking about adding another article, which is very scary because this is the one about the relationship between President Trump and his lawyer. And if Nancy Pelosi could start forcing President Trump's lawyer to talk about their conversation, that's going to be precedent to get rid of attorney-client privilege in this country, which is one of our cornerstone rights and liberties. So this is just out of control. Let's get this over to the Senate and get it done with.
Do you see Mitch McConnell wanting to go for summary judgment, I guess you'd call it, in a criminal court. But rather than seeking an acquittal, seeking a dismissal?
There's a lot of chatter about that. However, I think that President Trump, and then you start hearing people like Rudy Giuliani, they want a trial because they want to be able to get their positions and their points out there. I mean, because all of this is based on hearsay, and this is also based on something of intent. We've never impeached someone or considered impeaching someone because they, quote unquote, intended to break the law. At the end of the day, Ukraine got its money and the rest of it all happened. And so there was no crime committed. So just the intent of a crime. And I think what President Trump wants to hear is like he wants Americans to hear all of this evidence that Schiff was hiding and show that there wasn't an intent to commit a crime. So when you do that, that'll look even more poorly on Nancy Pelosi and a lot of these swing Democrats in a lot of these House districts. But that's I think they want that trial so they could be fully exonerated headed into this midterm or this general election in 2020.
I'm curious because Nancy Pelosi wants one thing. She wants to drag this thing out. You got Mitch McConnell. He wants another. I'm sure he'd like to get it over with and then move on to legislative business. You got the president who is seeking vindication. Who gets the deciding vote?
Well, by the way, in the world's not waiting for us. We still have to get this China agreement done. And if you just pick up the headlines, you see that it's getting a little scary in the Mideast. We have we have some things popping in conflict with Iran in the Persian Gulf. So this isn't just a political maneuver. We have serious business that we've got to start dealing with. And if you really hate the president of the United States, why waste your time on impeachment? Just try and beat him in the election. Try and beat him in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin. So it gets me upset when I think about all the important things we need to be working on right now, but we're wasting our time on impeachment.
What is your sense? And I know your organization, again, Adam Brandon joining us from FreedomWorks, your organization keeps your collective ear to the ground. And I'm curious what you're hearing from voters. There's data. There's billions of points of data that the RNC and the reelect campaign has. I know you look at polling, public and private. Tell me what you're hearing from Americans.
Well, when I look at polling, and we actually have some of our own that we do just to take a snapshot of where our base voter is, and also I'm particularly looking at swing voters, suburban women in places like outside of Pittsburgh and outside of Columbus, Ohio, and outside of Detroit, because so much of this election is going to be settled there. And also, by the way, in Nevada, that's going to be one heck of a swing state coming up here in this election. So as we look at this data, you see this number where now a majority of the people want to impeach the president. Well, when you go down deeper into that, what you're really seeing is people just want this episode to be over. And it's not so much when the sentiment is that people want to remove President Trump. They're just sick of hearing about all this with all these other more serious issues out there. I also like to point out something that just blows people away. When you look at Barack Obama and you look at President Trump's approval ratings at this point in their presidency, they are about identical. And the difference is that President Obama started out very favorable. And let's be honest, Donald Trump was the first president ever elected where a lot of the people who voted for him didn't like him. So people have an unfavorable impression, yet they love his economic policies. So what you're seeing is that President Trump has about the same odds right now statistically of winning re-election as President Obama did.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. Adam, if folks want to help you and all the good folks at FreedomWorks with your mission statement, tell me how they go about doing that.
Either go to freedomworks.org, freedomworks.org, and check us out and drop in your email to get involved. Also, our most active community is on Facebook. We have over 5 million people across this country who love liberty and love learning about how they can get involved and make an impact. So I would also check us out on Facebook. This year is such an important year. I'm just asking everyone, just turn up your activism a little bit more this year. just get a little bit more involved, because this is going to be one heck of an important year in our nation's history.
By the way, this just in, and by the way, my thanks to Adam Brandon, the president of FreedomWorks, the Dow right now, 28,718. A new record. A new record. Your 401ks are doing just fine. You don't have to worry about your 401ks. Want to remind you, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. And by the way, it's now open in Las Vegas. Now at PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement on my left rotator cuff. I tried the cortisone shots, the painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain has gone away. In fact, I have canceled my surgery. So you don't have to live with chronic pain, regardless of why you have it. PTSD, headaches, migraines, disc injuries, broken bones, hip, knee, feet, doesn't matter. If you want to make the pain go away, I want you to call PIBCOA right now. Ask for Summer at 702-546-8767. The number again, 702-546-8767. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Chuck Muth at the top of the hour, Live and Local Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Now, if you're wondering what the president was doing on New Year's Eve, he was at Mar-a-Lago, I guess, for the big New Year's Eve celebration down there. But he did manage to talk, and let's go to cut eight. He did manage to talk about the Baghdad attacks and North Korea and this so-called Christmas gift, which the president's still waiting on. You know, whenever you say, I mailed your gift. Well, it's Christmas Day and it's not here. It's New Year's Day and it's not here. This was the president New Year's Eve at Mar-a-Lago.
This will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. But we have some of our greatest warriors there. They got in there very quickly. As soon as we saw there was a potential for problem, they got in and there was no problem whatsoever. I also want to thank the Iraqi government. They really stepped up. I spoke to the prime minister today. I thanked him, but they stepped up very nicely. I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. I know he's sending out certain messages about Christmas presents, and I hope his Christmas present is a beautiful vase. That's what I'd like, a vase, as opposed to something else. I don't know. Look, he likes me. I like him. We get along. He's representing his country. I'm representing my country. We have to do what we have to do. But he did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization. And that was signed, number one sentence, denuclearization. That was done in Singapore. And I think he's a man of his word. So we're going to find out. But I think he's a man of his word.
We'll find out together. 2020 is here. Gotta love that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, I was there a couple of days ago for breakfast. It is one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We have a brand new year. In fact, we just looked it up. And our crack research staff, that means Wyatt Cox, state filing for public office begins March 2nd through the 13th. Yeah. So we're going to know who's going to be running very quickly in March. A lot of people have jumped the gun, and they're already out raising money, campaigning, doing town halls. They're already doing it. But the filing date is not until March 2nd through the 13th. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, is next. Live and local now.
I'm Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas.
Talk now!